far enough, do you think? Where are the others?
Have to be up. I can't go any further. We're upwind from the ship. There won't be any fallout.
If only we could have saved her. We'd have been somewhere to shelter, at least. Oh, some world we've come down on.
Others went at an angle. Oh, maybe we were lucky. Maybe the ship won't blow.
We weren't lucky. The ship has blown.
Goodbye, old ship, and all who flew in her. Goodbye, dear Mother Earth. Gentlemen, if you could tell me, a poor, bewildered engineer, just where in the universe we've put Doc, I'll be very grateful.
Biotex, the new soak and pre-wash powder, brings you SF-68. Stories which plunge vividly into other worlds, other dimensions, other times. SF-68.
Radio and produced by Michael McKay.
Community on this planet. Approximately 70 days have passed since the disintegration of our ship Lodestar. As you all know, the ship's air and half generators, because of a breakdown in the electronic regulators, flung us far from the regular shipping lanes. We are perhaps fortunate to have landed anywhere at all.
This is history, Doctor. Get on with it.
The planet on which we've landed is unknown. It's pretty inhospitable. Temperature, always 85 degrees Fahrenheit. And this constant drizzle of rain falling.
Boyle, they know all this.
I'd like to ask you, Doctor, what do you think our chances of being picked
up on? It seems there is no intelligent life here.
Hang on, Doctor. Miss Davidson, I think Dr. Boyle will agree with me when I say our chances are slim. No communication is possible with other ships or with planet stations where the interstellar drive is operating. When we snapped out of the drive, we sent out a distress signal, but we couldn't say where we were. We shall have to establish ourselves here. Build more huts, like this one. Perhaps a little drier than this one.
The tragedy is our ship. If only it hadn't disintegrated. But at least we were all clear.
We'll have to work hard, pull together. We've got to give our descendants as good a start as possible. If ever we're picked up, well, that would be wonderful. But as I see it, there's little chance.
Can you guarantee that our children will have a good chance of survival?
Miss Davidson, I can't guarantee anything. I have no instruments, no drugs, you're right. All I can tell you is that your chances of safe deliveries are far better than they would have been on Earth during, say, the 18th century.
One thing we must avoid is degeneration. We have formed a council. The women are outnumbered heavily. We want no trouble. We have to maintain some standard of civilization. We must have no crimes of passion. We, the council, must decide. We must be the ultimate court. About 4 hours of daylight left. John Terence, Michael Warner, have your men assembled. We have to begin the construction of the third hut.
Progress, Doctor. Don't look so glum, Fennett.
Oh, I'm just thinking about Earth and everything.
Well, don't. They've forgotten. They're working well. Even if they haven't forgotten, they've accepted their fates. Of all the worlds in the whole flaming universe, we, with no way of escape, had to pick this one. Do you fancy her, Fennett?
Hmm? Who? Her, Mary Hart. Bit old for me. Yes, I fancy her.
Way things are, way the social system we've worked out is coming along, you'd better go over there and say, how about us two building a hut for two? But you better be quick. They're pairing off fast, the women. And so far, thank heavens, no fights, no murder, no... But is it going to work out?
What's that? Listen.
Look!
What is it, Doc?
It's from Earth.
It's
the
boil! Hawking! It can't be from Earth!
You see? What was that about seeing our child slipping away? And it floored. They found us!
Hawking! Look out! Their net! Scatter! Run!
They're dropping net! Mary! This way!
Dropping down to it.
A spaceship.
We're going down.
We're going to be all right.
there is intelligent life here after all. We're okay. Out of that terrible rain. Safe, Mary, safe.
We've got to let them know we want some sort of powwow. They just can't cut us off like this without...
Shh!
Hold it. Someone here.
Oh, please.
Dropping fast. Wonder what they're like.
Mary now. She's sitting down, I think.
It's ridiculous. So, they, whatever the devil they are, they must think we come from that planet. We're, merciful heavens, do you realize what we are? We're specimens.
Caged, like animals.
And the greatest insult of all, after all that time in their ship, free from this drizzle, they've given it back to us in our cage. Because they think we can't live without it. Oh, the wretched irony of it.
Cages on all sides. Poor Mary. Poor dear Mary.
It's a zoo. How long were we in their ship, Doc?
3 days, a week. In that darkness, how could I know? Why didn't they want us to look out of the ports?
Not forget the first sight of the one that came in to see us as long as I live. I thought for a minute Mary had died. She didn't seem to be breathing.
We're on another planet, that's for sure. This one's like, well, like Earth. Sunshine.
Look at it. And we're cooped up in here.
Get them out, you ugly little...
Pull yourself together. So far, we haven't been ill-treated. We're all right, apart from this blasted rain and the humidity in here. But if you go on like that, how are we ever going to convince them that we're rational beings?
Okay. What? What did you say?
I said we're all right apart from the humidity and...
No, the bit about rational... You mean...
But I thought you'd realized. They think we're animals. They don't consider us intelligent.
What?
Well, look at us. We're naked. Our clothes have rotted. The process began on our first planet. And all that steam and moisture and, well, clothes can't stand up.
We know all that.
I'm trying to tell you, Hawkins. We don't look like them. Fleshy beetle things shaped like beer barrels with tentacles. Don't you see, we look to them as they look to us. Aliens, yes. But they don't even realize we can reason.
But how long are they going to keep us like this?
Oh, here are more of them coming outside. They're just staring.
They wear clothes.
Why'd they have to take poor Mary and put her in a different cage?
Is it obvious why they segregated her?
Even in this rain, just one warm article of clothing.
They realized she was of a different sex. Perhaps they thought we'd fight or something.
Well, how'd they know that? I mean... Well, we've got to prove that we're rational beings.
Try Pythagoras' theorem on them again.
We tried that, yes.
Try again. Maybe they were stupid yesterday.
It is a zoo. Look at them.
Use those pieces of reed over there. Make the triangle. Go on. I'll construct the square.
Look, they're eating. They carry sweets in their pockets. Apart from their looks, they're sort of human. I wish they were allowed to feed the animals. I'm sick of that darn fungus. Finished?
There you are, then, you stupid, fat, great lumps of... That's Pythagoras' theorem. Now let us out, you ignorant.
Oh, it's sunshine out there. We're under this perpetual bathroom shower.
They're going away.
Head up with us.
I wish they'd let Mary come in here with us. At least we'd all be together then.
Let's recapitulate. Nothing else to do. Now, we were taken from our camp by the helicopter thing.
Hey, do you see what they put in the left-hand cage since last night? A thing like a bloody great lobster with feeders. They think we're the same as them.
We were taken to the survey ship, a vessel that seemed in no way superior to Earth's interstellar ships.
They switched off the hosepipes.
Too late for me. I'm dying.
Wonder why.
Just hope they don't put it back on again.
You assure us, Hawkins, that the survey ship used Ehrenhaft Drive or something very like it, huh?
Correct.
They've taken Mary away.
What? What are they going to do to her?
Well, I...
Do you think they're going to vivisect her? Maybe they don't know the difference between a man and a woman. Perhaps they've taken her to cut her up and...
Hold on. We don't know. We on Earth vivisected animals. That's how we discovered...
But we're not animals!
They don't know that. Listen, we've got to persuade them that we're intelligent.
Listen, the whole history of man is a history of a fire-making, tool-using animal.
Then make fire. The tools, and use them.
What with?
We've discussed that. None of us even wears false teeth. Even so, when I was a youngster, there was among the cadets in the interstellar ships a revival of old arts and crafts. We thought of ourselves as direct descendants from the line of old windjammer sailormen. So we learned how to splice rope and wire, how to tie fancy knots and all the rest of it. We were in a passenger ship, you see. We used to make baskets secretly. We used to paint them vivid colors and then sell them to the passengers as genuine souvenirs from the lost planet Arcturus VI. In the end, the old man and the mate found
out. You mean...
It's rather distressing, but...
We could weave baskets and prove that we're intelligent that way.
It might work. It might just work.
You could teach us.
On the other hand, there are birds on Earth that weave bowers for their mates, aren't there? Nesting time. Mating time. They might just think...
We'll give it a go.
So, we've stripped the tree ferns, woven every down bit of bedding into a ruddy basket. And what do we get? They must think we're blasted birds. All they give us is Miss Mary Hart.
Thank you very much, Mr. Hawkins.
Anybody think you weren't relieved to know that Mary hadn't been taken somewhere else for some hideous experiment?
Oh, I am. I'm just wondering what our beetle friends expect us to do with Mary now they've thrown her in with us.
Come into my basket, Mary. I've made a nest for you.
How dare you?
Listen. While we can laugh at ourselves, there's hope. And we can't. We're dead.
He's right. Dr. Boyle's right. Oh, I wonder how the rest of them are getting on in that other world.
Fighting, now, I should imagine, without us there as policemen.
I'm sick of fungus.
All the same, just both of you. Keep your hands to yourselves as far as Mary's concerned. You hear? She's my girl.
Bennett, in the circumstances, I hardly think there's any need...
And that goes for you too, you old goat.
Don't be a fool, Bennett. This isn't the time or the place for this sort of...
If you don't mind, while you're all discussing my safety in this dripping prison, I'd like to remind you that I'm nobody's girl. And I can look after myself. Thank you very much. Now, can we please try and convince these beetle creatures that we're intelligent, rational beings before we're all taken away and vivisected?
World where it never gets completely dark. In a cage like an animal, waiting for the monsters to come and look at you, laugh at you. We're being kept here for some purpose, I know. They must be waiting to use us for something. Experiments. What? I never thought human beings could look. What are we, after all, to a being from another world? Completely different. We're nothing. Just a body with limbs making sounds with our mouths. Sounds which mean nothing. It's understandable. Why should they regard us as intelligent? We don't even wear clothes anymore. They rot into nothing in that other lousy, awful, wet, stinking world.
What, Mary?
What's the matter?
I don't know. Something ran over me. Something little. It had claws, shot.
Oh, that? Oh, don't worry, that was only Joe.
Joe?
Joe. Thank heavens they don't have the blasted rain on at night.
But what do you mean?
Oh, don't worry, Mary. Joe's a... Oh, we don't know whether it's a he or a she. But Joe's the sort of...
The local equivalent of a mouse. He comes up through the floor sometimes to look for bits of food. We're trying to tame him.
Do something about him. Poison him or trap him. Now.
Tomorrow.
No. No.
Tomorrow.
Hawkins, we've got to work out some way we can persuade these creatures we're not animals. Otherwise, we'll spend the rest of our lives sitting about naked in a cage. What are you doing?
Making a trap to catch Joe. With baskets. At least our craftsmanship's come in handy for something.
There are more important things than catching that battered mouse. We must... Oh, no, not the rain again.
We've got him. There he is, the little beggar. Look at him. Hello, Joe.
Kill him.
Oh, Mary, look at him.
Oh, he's angry. Like a little ball of fluff.
Oh, never mind little ball of fluff.
You're helpless. You can't kill him.
Here we are, in a cage. And now we've got something else in a cage, in our cage. Cage within a cage. Gentlemen, we've got to find a way of persuading these things to...
It's rather pretty, isn't it? Let's see if he'll eat food. Give him a bit of fungus. Oh, he's sweet. I had a golden hamster when I was a little girl. Kept him in a box. Blue and yellow box. And he drank milk and everything. Why? Why? What have I taken you to?
Mary, Mary, calm down, girl. There's nothing to be gained.
But we'll all be taken one by one. Cut up and tortured, eaten.
Poor Hawkins. Poor old chappie. If only we knew.
What else would they take him away for if it wasn't to perform some terrible experiment?
What I can't understand is why they took Joe in his basket, as well as Hawkins.
Looks unhealthy for us, Doc. Hawkins is probably stuffed and mounted in a museum by now.
Don't stop it, they couldn't.
That's the horrible part of it. They could. There must be some way. Something we can do to make them understand we're not their equivalent of monkeys or dogs.
What? We've made baskets. We've played games. We've counted. Using ourselves as sort of counting beads. We've even played chess. Ourselves as chess pieces. Though, why the devil we should expect these creatures, all these light years from Earth, to know about chess, I can't imagine. They don't understand our speech. We've nothing civilized to show them, not even an ornament of any kind. I give up.
We can't give up. We daren't give up. We do, we're as good as dead.
And now they've taken even little Joe away. Oh, I liked him. He was fun in his little cage.
You wanted to kill him, remember?
Forget it, Fennett. Forget it, Fennett. Poetry.
Oh, what do we do? No! They'll come for us now! I can't let them take me! Oh, please!
It's all right. Come on out.
I'll kill myself!
Hey, it's
Hawkins!
You can come out now. Man.
Hawkins! What's happened to you? You...
Surprising what a shave and a wash and clothes will do, isn't it? My friends, our hosts have apologized very sincerely, and they have more suitable accommodation prepared for us. Then, as soon as they have a ship ready, we're to go and pick up the other survivors.
But how did you... I mean, what made them realize we're rational beings? I mean,
Not like that lobster thing next door.
Steady, Doc. How do you know that lobster thing isn't a rational being? He might have the same problems as us.
But how did they find out that we're intelligent, thinking beings?
We've got Joe to thank for that.
Joe?
Yes, Joe. Little mousy Joe in his cage where we trapped him. We tried all our Mathematica, Pythagoras' theorem, chess, everything. We could have saved ourselves the trouble. They found out what we were because of what we did to little Joe.
What do you mean?
Only rational beings put other beings in cages.
Just been listening to The Cage by Bertram Chandler. Brought to you by Biotex, the new soak and pre-wash powder. The Cage was adapted for broadcasting and produced by Michael McCabe. Listen again next Friday night at 9:30 to SF 68.